Make sure that you are lying on the back and that your arms are down by the side of your body and your feet a little bit apart. The legs are not crossed. Experience this situation that you are lying here. And when you feel you know that, use your senses. You saturate your senses with the experience of being here. Then please close the eyes. Check last time that you are lying comfortable. If you need to adjust something, or scratch, or maybe put a little bit under your head or whatever, please do it now. Because once we begin, we will not be moving. To lie still is not something that requires effort, not at all. It's a rest. Once you lie completely still, you discover it as a rest. Lying motionless, dead still. All you do, and please don't do anything else, is to make sure you don't move. And take it as a rest. You don't need to move. You're lying still. All you need to do is to be aware that you don't move. Motionless body. You don't have to think about anything else. You don't have to do anything else. In fact, it's best if you don't. If you're just concerned about lying motionless. The motionlessness, the awareness that you are not moving, that's all you're concerned about. Motionlessness. You don't try to achieve anything, you don't avoid anything, you take things as they come. What you're concerned about is not moving. Being aware of the stillness of the body. Maybe you have already experienced it, but now I would like to include that you experience the whole body while lying still. Maybe that has happened, maybe not. You are still focusing on not moving, but you are now also tuning into the experience of the body as a whole. awareness of the whole body. The stillness and the experience of the whole body. Feeling one with the whole body. The body as a whole. All at once, the whole body and the stillness. And you feel one with the body. In tune with the body, the whole body, all at once. Awareness of the whole body. All you need to concern yourself about is feeling one with the whole body and the stillness of the body. Lying motionless, dead still. The example my teacher used to use was like a tree trunk lying in the forest. It doesn't move. You maybe have been sitting on a tree trunk. You know it doesn't move. That kind of stillness. But it's a rest. It's not forced upon you. You're not making efforts to do it. It's the absence of doing anything. And you feel one with the whole body. The body as a whole. And then, if the mind makes you think of other things, then please accept it. You don't have to fight anything. You're lying still, you feel the whole body, and then suddenly you're thinking about something. Okay, you realize that that is happening and you accept it. And that's all you do. And when you have discovered, then of course, you return to the whole body and the stillness. the whole body, the stillness, and if the mind starts taking you somewhere else, and you discover it, then you accept it. It's okay, it's natural for the mind. But then, of course, when you have discovered it, you return to the experience of the whole body and the stillness. Body awareness, awareness of the whole body, feeling one with the whole body. You cannot do anything wrong here. Only if you do other things. You don't need to do other things. You don't need to make efforts of any kind. You are in that state where you lie still, in a restful state, feeling one with the whole body. Not moving. If you move, then you are out of the relaxed state. Then you will have to lie still for some time to get into it again. Motionlessness and the feeling one with the whole body. Body awareness. And if anything else catches your mind's attention, you allow it, you accept it, but then you return to the body awareness. In a little while, we will be moving, and I would ask you to remain silent Om Tat Sat. Now this Shavasana, dead still, is over, and before you move, please take a look around, take in this room as a whole, until you're fully here. Just experience the place. You don't have to describe it, but feel that you are here. By sensing, seeing, maybe hearing everything around. And when you feel you're here, then sit up and look around. And if you need to sit on a chair, then please take a chair. If you don't need to sit on a chair and you feel confident that you can sit without moving, because also the stillness sitting up is beneficial, the stillness of the body is important also in meditation, because meditation is depending upon your state. So a position where you do not move. The importance is not what position you sit in, but that you sit in a position that doesn't distract you, but where you feel you can just be here and do what we do. When you're ready, then please experience the situation. Take in this situation. And then you're welcome to close the eyes. And when you have closed your eyes, you may realize you're still here. And this we make use of. How do you know that you're here? Well, you hear the surroundings. So the first part, the beginning of the meditation, is tuning into the surroundings with closed eyes. Not to strain to hear something you can't hear, but just whatever is there that you hear without any straining. There is my voice in this room here. And outside, we have the city all around us. The life is going on, activity is going on. You don't have to philosophize about it, but you allow it to be heard. You allow yourself to experience where you are through your ears. Some sounds are nearby. Some sounds are in this hall, and some sounds are further away. Now someone is talking and down in the street. That is just a sound together with the other sounds. Might be more interesting, and you may try to hear what the person is saying, but you don't have to. You just hearing it together with other sounds. In fact, if you get fascinated by one sound and you discover that you are excluding everything else, then change it and include everything else so that you hear all the sounds as a whole. The sound picture of this evening. This is a practice in the beginning. But there is one more thing. You sit here and you listen. But maybe other things are happening too. Your mind is active. Maybe you think something about the sounds, maybe you think something else. And that's okay, it's natural for the mind to be like that. You don't try to stop it. But if your mind takes you somewhere else, or starts thinking about what you're doing, you let it happen. You allow it, you accept it. But then you return to the sounds again. But first you know that it happens, you accept that it happens, and then you're ready to return to the sounds again. And again you experience the surroundings through the sounds. You hear the city, and the sounds in this hall, in this building. All around awareness of sounds, allowing this to happen. Mentally, you accept it and you experience it. And that's all you need to do, apart from returning to the sounds again when you have been somewhere else. And here in the first part, you do it right away. When you discover that you lost interest in the sounds, you notice it, and then you return to the sounds. All around awareness of sounds. And the awareness of anything else that might happen. And then the returning to the sounds again. When you do it on your own, how long time should you do that? Until you have a feeling you're really here, you're really experiencing it. Doesn't have to take very long, but you're not in a hurry. I'm talking the people down in the street, the traffic. It's not only a gray sound, there are different sounds. And sometimes we hear the bell from the town hall. All the things, the life all around us. And now we come to the second part, and we don't have to change anything, but instead of experiencing the sounds, we turn our attention to the body breathing. It has been breathing all the time. Ever since you were born, it has been breathing. So you don't have to change anything. It's not a breathing exercise. But you follow the breathing process. You follow the rhythm of your breath, the inhalation and the exhalation. Not trying to change anything, not trying to influence the breath, just experience that your body is breathing. Follow that breathing process. Ever since you were born, you have been breathing without thinking about it. The only change is now you're aware of it, but you don't influence it. The body knows how to breathe. Inhalation and the exhalation. And also, perhaps, the moment where you change over from inhalation to exhalation and from exhalation to inhalation. Light, easy way, you allow yourself to experience the body breathing. And I say that the body breathing, because that's what happens. You don't have to think about it when you sleep. You don't have to think about it when you do other things. The body takes care of it. That is the one side of it, that is the practice. The other side is that your mind is also active here, and you should allow it to be. You should not try to make it active, but you are concerned about the breath. But when you discover you have for a little while not been aware of the breath, then take a look what's going on. And you may see the mind engaged in something. You take a look at that. You allow it to happen. You are not quick to stop it. No. You give yourself time to know what the mind is doing. Sometimes if I've been meditating and I have an engagement after the meditation, I might wonder if I'm in time or something. And then, of course, I know I am, and I have planned everything well, but still. I allowed myself to experience the worry about the time, and then when I have allowed myself to experience that, I return to the breathing. And again, I devote myself to the breathing process, inhalation and exhalation, the body breathing. So what we do is we give time to make sure we don't suppress what the mind is doing. We give the mind time to do what it does. And when we know that, then we can leave it. And we don't really leave it, we just return to the breathing. Towards the end of this practice, we can return a little earlier. Now we can easier, once we get used to it, quickly see what the mind is doing and accept it, and then return. In the beginning, we need a little time to make sure we allow the mind to do what it's doing, avoiding to suppress it. And now you know how. So we see it, we accept it, and then we return. The rhythm of the breath, the inhalation and the exhalation, and feeling one with that process. Whatever happens, if you cough, for instance, then it's like a thought. You allow it, you experience it fully, and then you return to the breathing. Feeling one with the breathing is also a kind of acceptance where you give the responsibility to the body, which has always had. The body breathes. You experience it. You feel one with it. And now we come towards the end of the practice, and the last thing that we do is we feel that we are here. We feel our own presence. Tuning in to the experience of being present, your own presence. That's silent, it's not philosophy, it's an experience. But even here the mind may come up with good ideas and advice for what to do. Okay, you accept the mind and then you return to yourself, that you exist, that you are. That needs no instruction, no explanation. You are, you exist. There may be things happening. The mind is full of ideas. But you return to being, to existing. Om Tat Sat, gradually come out of meditation in that you sit still for a little while longer. Slowly make contact with the world around you, first through the ears again, then through the eyes. Give yourself a little time to sit still. Not to forget all about what you're doing, but remain sitting for a little while, taking in this situation. And when you open the eyes, you will see it's not completely dark. You are sitting here. Feel this situation as a whole before you move the body. And if you have had difficulties in sitting, then next time, take an easier way of sitting.